Hi, everyone, and welcome to the COVID-19 vaccine show, the number one COVID-19 vaccine show in the world. Again, I am Neil Haley. I'm a marketing guru. You check me out at neilhaley.com. And new news coming soon regarding Neil Haley show and all the syndication as we continue to grow. And thanks to this COVID-19 vaccine show, well, we're not fearful of giving the other side, but really, in a lot of ways, we're living science fiction today when we would ever think that people would be pushing a vaccine that ultimately you'll still get the virus. It shouldn't be a vaccine. And that now with Omicron going all over, it's spreading like wildfire. Our guest and host of the COVID-19 vaccine show, Dr. Mark Hayden, is going to explain more why all this is happening. Mark, how are you?
Hey, you know, Neil, I'm doing great. It's great to be alive. It's a blessing from God for every day I have or every day you have.
Absolutely.
All right.
Because you get to enjoy and live the life you were meant to live and should be thankful for all of your things. Now, I love this topic. Countries that eat COVID beat COVID. That is an unbelievable, you need to quote that, right?
That needs to be the title of this episode.
Oh, absolutely. But it needs to be tweeted.
I want to point out, Neil, I've been banned off YouTube, correct?
Correct.
Is there any place in the world where these people can get these videos? This video.
Oh, Vimeo. Let's just talk about this. Only Vimeo. Nowhere
else. How many people have access to Vimeo, and how can we record the number of people go to Vimeo?
We can do that, but Vimeo is the podcast. The audio is very, very popular and goes out to my nationally syndicated network, which is a million listeners a week, a day. So we have a huge audience that sees this, but YouTube does not want this to go viral. Vimeo, so we're asking people, if you're watching the video and not listening to the podcast, which lots of people, that's what they do, Mark, is listen to audio. Please share this video so you can show this chart. Back to you, Mark. Again, countries that eat COVID beat COVID.
All right. South Korea, as well as China, has very, very little natural immunity. And the reason for that is both South Korea and China had very, very large cities. It's both of those, in those large cities, they managed to locate it in the neighborhoods through a massive amount of testing. And early, when it wasn't that transmissible, they isolated it in before it spread all over the place in China. Now, this is a statement. 99% of people in South Africa have accidentally eaten or drinking COVID at least once, and most have done it multiple times during the last multiple waves.
Yes.
Now you say, I've never heard that. Why does that really matter? I thought that it was their vaccination rate that was important. Haven't you heard that? Haven't they been preaching that to you?
What is that's the percent what the in CDC South Africa? What
down people.
Is
that's
that
right. They, go. Right. They would fire people from a job. Guess what? You might be on a nuclear submarine for the U.S. military. They might want you to nuke another country. Yeah, push the button. Launch nuclear ICBMs. Kill a million people in a foreign country. But guess what? If you wouldn't take your vaccine, they might give you the boot. So sad. Too bad. So sad. That's awful. It's awful that the U.S. military would do that to their people. But let me explain to you. The governments around the world, and Chinese government, Korean government, and certainly one of the worst governments responsible is the CDC. The CDC hasn't done a single study on natural immunity.
Right.
By the end of this lecture today, one of the goals is for you to understand the reason that South Africa did so well was they have a lot of natural immunity.
What is the percent? And you'll, I guess you'll explain. So let me present this.
Okay. In South Korea, you see this chart over here, how they're having a spike in cases?
Yes. I heard about China as well. There's a big city in China now. It's going crazy too.
It's going to go crazy. In South Africa, that spike is just Delta. It's not even Omicron. This is only 10% Omicron cases, I think when I checked yesterday, is Omicron in South Korea. Guess what? When Omicron gets loose in South Korea, it's going to spread like wildfire because most of the people have no natural immunity. Y'all have seen on this program me swallow COVID. How many times have I swallowed COVID in front of you?
Two on my show, and then you've done it another time on a video.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen video of me inhaling Delta repeatedly for like sitting in front of the guy for an hour or two?
No.
Well, I mean, actually, I thought I put that up on my website where I was sitting in front of the guy.
No, you do. It's not on the show. But yes, yeah. I heard you told me about
it. But literally, I've sat in front of the guy who was exhaling Delta in front of me. And I did it for 2 hours just to test my immunity. I've tested my immunity many times. The strongest immunity comes from natural infection. Now, if it's strong enough not to transmit, why would I need anything more? Now, it's true that a little booster in certain high-risk groups, that could have been advocated. Here's the problem I have with the U.S. government and CDC. My problems with that, I need to stop talking about my dissatisfaction and get back to the message.
Yes.
You see this curve over here?
Yes.
You see how that spike is? Now, what does it say? 90% of cases are still Delta in South Korea with 10% Omicron.
Why are we seeing an increase now?
Remember, Omicron just got into South Korea. Their real spike has not started yet. It's going to burn, baby, burn. And it's not just about the cases going. Deaths, I am predicting. Now, look at your watch. It is the 23rd of December.
Yes.
Deaths in South Korea will explode, massively increase in South Korea because they do not have the widespread benefit of natural immunity. And they don't have that widespread benefit because their government, like the CDC, like the United States government, did not monitor it. That's right. Okay, so now you see this death rate over here. You see this orange line?
Yes.
You see how it's spiking up?
Yes.
It's going to, I shouldn't use profanity.
Yeah,
it's going to be bad. Lots and lots of Omicron deaths are forecast by Dr. Hayden in South Korea in the next 3 to 4 weeks. You can quote me on that. Today is 12:23. Wait until you see 4 weeks from now in South Korea. You will see a spike in death rates like they have never had before.
So why?
And guess what?
Why is that? That's because they've never had natural immunity.
That's right.
They never ate it.
They never ate it. Why did they not eat it? Because everybody had a mask on. They weren't breathing it on the food. Almost nobody in there, a very small percentage of people in South Korea were actually exhaling virus on their food. Most of them were all, they were so scared. And okay, it's okay to be. I know that ordinary people are afraid of death. Okay, that's ordinary people. But guess what? When you ate food in wave after wave of pandemic in the US, in the UK, and in South Africa, you were getting opportunity after opportunity to eat it on your food. And you would say, well, I never saw a big goober on my food, a big wad of spit. These are the size of a wavelength of light. Let me ask something, Neil. Does dust get on your food?
Yes.
Now, we don't even want to know get on our food every day.
Yes.
There's dust on your food. There's dust on your drink. Dust contains a lot of human skin flakes and
feces,
all kinds of stuff.
And feces at times too.
Well, yeah, gross stuff.
Yes.
But part of that gross stuff included the COVID virus in wave after wave. Now let's keep going through this because I want y'all to get this. Okay, now let's go. Hold on. Because I really would love to have this on. I've got to stick to the message. If a country had low exposure, there was no natural immunity. The countries that had a lot of exposure, had a lot of cases, they were breathing it all over the place. It was on their food. It was getting in their digestive tracts. That's why the original sewage, like I pointed out almost 6 months ago, spiked way up, and it hasn't gone back up since then. It has not reached the higher titers, because most gut tracts are immune from it. Now you see this. The USA has lots of natural immunity. Here's my forecast for the USA. Are you ready, Neil?
Yeah.
Even though Omicron death rates will skyrocket in South Korea, death rates from Omicron will be lower than crap. That's not a good medical word, but they will be very low, extremely low, lower than Delta, much lower than Delta. And the reason is, it is possible in the U.S. for somebody to die from Omicron if you were eating, had no contact whatsoever with anybody who was any of your food, anything you bought. Does that happen in China? No. Does that happen in South Korea? Had very little natural spread. Okay, now right, let's keep right. going down through okay. this. Okay, look, are you hearing this on any other channel? Have you ever heard of anything like this?
No, this is an unbelievable thing. And that's okay. why you are the number one COVID-19 vaccine show in the world, because people want to hear something, but they don't want to hear conspiracy that, you know, that basically this is the sign of the beast or something. The truth
okay. now, matter, now look at this. Okay, in the United Kingdom, within a week or two, Omicron spreads five times faster. I got five fingers, five times faster than Delta. And Delta spread three times faster than the original variant. It's an aerosol. It gets everywhere. It's all over the room. It's all over your house. If you accidentally worked, it got all over your workplace. If you went into your workplace, it's everywhere. It's contaminated your whole community. Okay. So why are these people not dying from Omicron?
Because
it's not that virus is weak.
No, it's because everybody
their immunity is strong.
Yes.
Why are all the people now in the United Kingdom? I think their vaccine rate's about 60-70%. That means that 30% of the people, and about 10% of 5 or 10% of the people had known infection. Now this is a pearl. In polio. For every known infection of polio where somebody would have weakness, there were 200 to 300 GI infections. Did you hear that? I'm going to repeat that. Mm-hmm. In polio, according to Wikipedia, just go to Wikipedia, look up polio. There were 200 to 300 in gut infections for every one case of paralysis. You knew that you got polio because you had symptoms, but it didn't mean there weren't 100, 200 other cases of GI infection. Those GI infections were often asymptomatic, no symptoms. Now, here's the other statement, Neil.
Right.
In the US and in South Africa and in Britain, there were 10 to 100 unknown infections for every known infection that was registered at a health department. Okay. That means that if you had multiple waves of Delta, you might have got exposed 1 week, and then 3 weeks later, you're at the same grocery store and somebody else is sick. You got exposed again 3 weeks later. Right. Guess what? That's your two dose or three doses or four doses. You may have, Neil, you probably have eaten COVID at least 1, 2, 3, 4 live viral particles half a dozen times. Maybe 6, 7, 8 times. Hey, and so remember in the U.S., about 6 months ago, we stopped even using masks, didn't we?
That's because that was the sell everyone that the vaccine was God's gift to everything.
All right, so, yes. So now let's keep on going down.
Do you think that was a setup do you think that was the conspiracy to have everyone that was vaccinated out so that was the motivation that you could be your life?
Let me tell you about motivation. And this is real sad, Nick. The U.S. knew that China was going to break away from the U.S. The U.S. should have anticipated that there would be these severe supply chain shortages. We're having all kinds of production problems in the United States. We would have those problems in the United States, regardless whether COVID had happened or not. Right. As long as China pulls away and doesn't provide the chips and the products that are essential part of the production chain, you're going to have production problems in the United States. And if you can't produce, you have to raise the price. So we're going to have inflation. And you know what they did is they wanted to have emergency powers. So they say create all this money in the central government. You know who got most of that money? Was the people who are politically connected. Now, some poor people got it, some working people, working stiffs. And okay, I'm going to put in a good word for the Small Business Administration. Yeah, I got a Small Business Administration loan, and I'm thankful for
it. So that, you know what that's a shout out to? Linda McMahon.
Who's that?
Linda McMahon was the head of the small business under the Trump administration.
Linda McMahon
is the wife of the CEO of the WWE, Vince McMahon. So it's interesting in a lot of ways that pro wrestling saved small businesses. That's an FYI.
All right, let's look at this. There's lots of natural immunity. You see how South Africa came in multiple waves, and you see how their death waves. But now, guess what? There's almost no deaths and no hospitalizations in South Africa.
Almost just like the United States, there's hardly. But there are no deaths in the U.S., but so many hospitalizations. Can you tell me why that's happening?
Okay, let me tell you what. Uh-huh. Okay, that is politically driven. Here's what happened. Fauci wants to stay in control. He wants to use his fear porn. You know, I don't do fear porn, okay? Do I do fear porn where, oh, I want you to bow down and worship me and pay me $500,000 a year because you're afraid of dying? Do I do that?
No.
Okay, Fauci, he's got to dish, he's maintained control of the CDC. The powers that be are maintaining control of billions and billions of US dollars, supposedly on the COVID pandemic. That's, yeah. And they haven't done one study on natural immunity. That's sick. I mean, it's diseased. And see, it turns out that natural immunity was the strongest immunity. And I've said that. Have I said that for over a year?
Yes.
Year and a half. I went to Operation Warp Speed. I sent them video of me swallowing COVID over and over and over again and getting around people and breathing it. They didn't give a damn. No, that's not true. There were people.
Did you have any death threats, Dr. Hayden? Did anyone try to monitor your house?
But let me tell you,
I think because they thought you were eccentric. People were pushing hydroxychloroquine or other ones, they were after them. Yeah, go ahead.
People who were bureaucrats, you can't blame them. They got a mortgage. They got kids in college. They got bills to pay. They're going to keep their mouth shut. Because if you're a bureaucrat at the CDC or the federal government, you need your retirement, or that's what you think. And so when you see that the people above your head don't want to hear it, you don't tell them. I can't blame them for that. You know, I'm an outspoken person, but when you speak out for what you believe in, you're going to have people that don't like it.
Exactly.
They're going to try to fire you from your job.
So basically your thought is those who eat and drink COVID have the strongest immunity. And we must.
And guess what? Here's the short version. Those who eat and drink COVID accidentally, these people weren't, let me tell you, in South Africa, were you going in and saying, did you know you're eating COVID on your food and drink? We're in the middle of a pandemic wave. You know what they'll say? Give me a burger. Give me my drink. I got to get back to work. That's what they say. I don't have time for this bullshit. Don't tell me about, they would say, I don't have time to listen to that.
Right. Exactly.
I got to get back to work. Now, are the people in South Africa known to be the smartest virologist in the world?
No. And people aren't washing their hands either, Dr. Hayden.
Yeah, right. No, they're not washing their hands.
You don't wash your hands.
Can they afford?
Here's a question. If we don't wash our hands, we touch a doorknob, we don't wash our hands, we put our hands in our mouth, if we go ahead and eat food without washing our hands, does it automatically mean we've pretty much ingested COVID?
If you're in a COVID pandemic, it does. And if anybody's been in that room with an aerosolized version, it's getting all over everything. Now, you see this water?
Yes.
You see the water in the picture. If for thousands of years, men were hunter-gatherers.
Right.
We would go out and one of us would have a deer skin in our hunting pack.
Right.
And we'd share the same water. Sharing a glass of water, a cup of water, or a drink from the same vessel goes from the same container goes back since mankind has been on earth.
Exactly. So,
and Jesus said, you know, look, you right now, you can't get a live Omicron vaccine, can you? You can't.
No.
And you can't get a vaccine that's specific for Omicron. But what I can do is I can, if I had Omicron, now I'm not going to get Omicron. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get Omicron because my immunity is too strong. But the first person I meet that has Omicron, I can ask them to drink this water. And I'm going to invite my family over for Christmas. And I'm going to say, hey, let's pass a little bit of water among my family members.
So is that a good strategy? Is that a good drink from
the same cup?
It's just like Jesus did.
Yes. When Jesus said, share a cup of water, well, you will no way lose your reward. Now, I want to put a legal, I have to put in something legal here.
Yes,
you are not. If you know that you have COVID, you are not legally allowed to share anything you eat or drink if you know you have COVID without your physician's approval. Does that cover the legalities? No,
that does. And when is your patent coming out?
Okay, look, let me tell you on the patent issue. Number one, I prepaid for the patent. It's supposed to next Tuesday. I have three more patents that I'm applying for. I wanted to discuss them on the show, and I've been talking about that since November. Now, I've been doing patents with the U.S. Patent Office for almost, 20, 30 years. I think my first patent was in 1991. I've got five or six of them. I've done research much of my life. You know, I like that sort of stuff. I like to be out front. It doesn't bother me if I'm the only one who understands what I did.
Exactly. All right. So let's keep scrolling down. Daily deaths to South Africa. So the vaccination rate's very low in South Africa, 30%. The death rate is very low in South Africa. The hospitalization rate. So politically, they want you to go to the hospital. You have COVID, you're going to the hospital, especially the newest variant, because they want to test you. That's why they're saying hospitalization.
Let me tell you, on hospitalizations, they would give these people the IV infusions, paid for by the taxpayer. And when they could have given them live virus, if they had only investigated natural immunity. They didn't want to do natural immunity because they prefer everybody to have only the remedies that they control.
All right.
It's all about control.
We're having a really good pre-Christmas show here with Dr. Mark Hayden on the number one COVID-19 vaccine show in the world, the COVID-19 vaccine show. And when we're looking at total coronavirus deaths in South Africa, where are we at now on this?
Let me tell you, they do not even quarantine. They don't even check anymore because it is so benign in South Africa that nobody's dying, nobody's hospitalized. So why even check?
Okay, so one thing is we're seeing the test rate. They can't get enough test kits out right now. That's according to Facebook, one of the New York Times, whatever. They cannot get enough test case. We're going to just all keep testing each other. We're all going to test positive for Omicron. Right?
Just everybody that except those who have the very strongest immunity. It will be interesting to see whether I get Omicron. I haven't eaten COVID in.
So you're telling me the vaccinated are the ones who are going to. You're telling me the vaccinated are going to be the ones that are going to test positive more than the unvaccinated.
No, that's not necessary. Vaccine supplements a little bit of turning from positive to negative.
Okay.
And vaccine in, but guess what? If I decided to suddenly get vaccinated, if I knew because I had access to my own information, own processing, and I could inoculate myself, why would I ever want to vaccinate myself?
Okay, so we got that pretty much set, Mark.
Yeah.
So we went to South Korea. So what is your final thing? So you're basically, I'm going to summarize your great lecture today and then see if I'm right. I'm the student right now with the guru of oral inoculation, of eating COVID to live. So you want to live, eat COVID. That's pretty much what you're saying if you contact your physician. Or if you want to make sure, get big family gatherings. As Dr. Fauci said, big family gatherings should not happen this year. It's like the end of the world as we know it. Okay. So
you know, You know, at my family gathering, we're going to be sharing a glass, a cup of water. That's what we're going to share.
Anything else?
Yeah. Now, let me tell you that what else. You need, there are things that you need to pray for this holiday season. You need to pray for China. China has the Beijing Olympics coming up. There are, of the 1,500 million, that's 1.5 billion Chinese, I would say that 99% of them have not had a single case of COVID within 500 yards of themselves. That means they've had no natural exposure. Now, China is not slow on the game. They picked up some of the things. They didn't pick it up from me. When the Olympics are scheduled, they are not allowed to cheer with their voice. Remember a year ago, I said that if you speak, that's how you spread it?
Yeah.
Guess what? At the Olympics, the new rules is you clap, but you do not yell and you do not speak.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who came? Who said that a year ago? That's you talking did. And speaking
you
is the way.
Okay,
the
so I'm just trying to that? Summarize. So basically, yeah. If you are exposed to COVID through eating your food, through natural immunity, or somehow just getting it and never getting tested, you're more likely not to get severely ill from Omicron. And if you do get it,
not have a fatality and almost certainly not require ventilation or hospitalization. Okay. It will be very mild.
Okay.
Now, in the U.S., but that is totally different in countries like South Korea and China that had no natural exposure. Now, here's how you'll know whether I'm right. It'll only take 4 weeks. You will see that the cases in South Korea will skyrocket if what I say is true.
Okay. All right.
And I'm not talking about cases. I'm not just talking cases. I'm talking about deaths. D-E-A-T-S, you know, deaths in South Korea
all right.
will skyrocket because these people have very, very low immunity.
We definitely want to get this show out to syndication so that it airs today. And then also it goes out in video and all those different things. So let's close this up today with your final thoughts.
Okay. Here's my final thought. The CDC and the U.S. Certain forces, you know, there are many people in the government that are faithful, loyal servants. My dad was in the military. You know people in your community that function as honest public servants.
Yes.
But the truth is we don't control the U.S. government. It's not, but the U.S. people are at the mercy of the U.S. government. But God looks after sparrows. Jesus said that one sparrow would not fall unless it's the will of God. I have not fallen. I am not dead. And that is not because of the CDC. That is because of God. I owe my loyalty and my duty, not to the CDC, to God.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I owe it to. Now, in my choices, if I'm on a nuclear sub and they're going to fire my butt because I don't take a vaccine, and then the next day they expect me to launch nuclear missiles on another country, do I really need that job? That's right. Now, the other question do you need to ask yourself is, what about the people in China? I can only hope, and I have written to China. I've tried to contact the Chinese authorities, and I've asked them, number one, China is developing a live influenza virus with antigens to COVID. It's not going to work as good as live COVID.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Neil?
Yes.
One of the reasons why all these fake vaccines that were vectors that did not work as good, it's not that using an oral agent would not work. It's they didn't have the balls. I'm going to speak as they didn't have the balls and the guts to use real COVID. Does that make sense?
Okay. So we're
now,
yeah.
Yes. I did use real COVID. Every time I swallowed, I didn't call it eat some vector influenza with a few antigens on it.
So we know you ate that. Okay, Mark. We're just trying to close this out. Go ahead.
Yes. So the final message is, I told you a year ago that's speaking and saying things. And I wrote that to the CDC. They ignored it. They never put out any warning. Let you go to see the nursing home. Just don't be silent when you see them. They wouldn't let you hold your grandmother's hand when she was dying because they said you were too much at risk. But they would tell you that you could lower your risk by just not speaking or saying anything. What kind of people are they? How much compassion? Oh, they didn't understand. They were afraid to say anything because they're bureaucrats. Are you saying, does that mean that the entire health system of the United States is run by people that only care about themselves?
All right. So that's right. Finishing up.
And look, so, you know, my final message is we're coming up on a new year. If you live in the United States, your risk of death is much higher from nuclear war, especially if things escalate with Russia and China. You don't want a nuclear war. I don't want a nuclear war. Your risk of COVID, dying of COVID in the US, in UK and South Africa are all mortality is based in the next 6 weeks based on global nuclear war. Now, if you live in South Korea and China, you may be in for the Omicron wave without the benefits of natural protection. And I hope that the people in the United States will see those people as human beings. There, I don't want them to die. I don't want them to be sick. And I've done my best to educate people around the world. And, you know, on Judgment Day, how can people say I didn't keep silent. I tried to speak out.
Exactly.
I know I'm not getting with. I'm not getting. There's no parades, no funding. No, but do the right thing in your life.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you what you should want for me. Is that the last day of my life be the best day of my life?
Exactly.
Whether we have a nuclear war, or don't have a nuclear war. That's the biggest risk for us in the United States. Pray for the weak, but have this hope. God looks over sparrows. And now God has protected South Africa using natural immunity from the Omicron variant.
Exactly.
God will protect the people of the UK through natural immunity. God will protect the people of the USA through natural immunity. And we should pray for countries that have not understood, investigated, or developed natural immunity.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Mark. Again, have a Merry Christmas and a happy, we'll be back on next week before the new year for the new year predictions for COVID. And where will we be after everyone is eating everyone's food and how many more cases? We'll be updating that next week. So take care, Mark.
The final message, do not share COVID deliberately without their consent or without your physician's approval.
All right.
Have your physician study the data. And we're going to put this video up. Have him study it. And really, you don't do anything unless your physician tells you to do it.
Exactly.
This is not legal advice for you. This is just so that you can understand the way things are.
All right, Mark. Appreciate it. All right. That was the COVID-19 vaccine show, guys. Take care.